This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. The St. Louis Science Center has entertained and educated youth and families for generations. The facility frequently finds itself at the top of nationwide favorites lists. USA Today's Reader's Choice Awards in February ranked it number one for best planetarium, number two for best free museum, and number five for best science museum. But February 2025 was noteworthy for the Science Center for another reason. That's when its new president and CEO, Ray Vandiver, took the helm of the organization. And he joins me in studio today. Ray, welcome to St. Louis on the Air.
Thank you very much.
So, Ray, you're joining the Science Center as its new CEO and president is more than a new job. You were born and raised in St. Louis, earned your bachelor's degree in physics at St. Louis University just down the street, and you were at Missouri S&T in Rolla for your master's and doctoral degrees. So taking up leadership at the Science Center is kind of a homecoming for you after spending some time away from Missouri, and you were heading up science museums elsewhere in the country. What has it been like to come back home to lead the Science Center, Ray?
So the Science Center has always been my home museum, so during those periods where I was living elsewhere, family have remained in St. Louis. So this has been where we would come back to celebrate holidays and family celebrations. And so I've remained connected with the Science Center, and both in terms of as an enthusiast, but also as a professional. So I've maintained relationships. But to your point, it's been kind of a dream come true to come home to St. Louis and be part of this amazing organization.
Mm-hmm. So you have been back and visiting. What was it like, though, that first day to walk through the doors and be in this position of leading the center?
Yeah, so it was sort of pinch me in my dreaming moment. So, but it is... the staff have been very gracious. The leadership have been very gracious, but it was a little overwhelming, to be honest. Just to walk in and be surrounded by just the wonderful experiences and the memories that I have, and just take in the fact that I'm now part of this team.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned memories. Are there any in particular that stand out very vividly about what it was like to experience a Science Center, especially as a child or a young person?
So I can absolutely tie my discovery of my interest in science by my early experiences at the McDonald Planetarium. It was going to star shows and just the amazing storytelling and the visual simulations that piqued an awareness of science in me, leading me to ask my parents if I could have a telescope, and I think they got me a bird watching scope. But regardless, I would spend hours looking at the stars at night, and that early inspiration led me at a young age. I know at age 9, I remember this because I was at a family wedding reception, and an uncle invited me to tell this group of people what I wanted to be when I grow up. And I, at 9 years old, I said, I want to be a physicist or maybe a carpenter. My father was a carpenter.
Oh, I see. Well, and you built your career around physics. So I guess maybe there's a bit of a connection there. Now, the Science Center that we know today, it has a very long history. It goes back to 1856, which is when the Academy of Science of St. Louis was founded. Now, just over 100 years later, in 1959, the Academy founded the Museum of Science and Natural History in Clayton. And then jumping ahead a few decades later, the museum acquired the McDonald Planetarium in 1984. And a year later, the St. Louis Science Center was born. Ray, how familiar were you with that history when you were growing up? And, you know, you mentioned saying that you wanted to be a physicist or to be a carpenter. I mean, did you ever think that you'd be running the St. Louis Science Center?
So in the early 90s, I was starting a small science museum for children in Southeast Missouri, the Boot Heel Youth Museum. Mm-hmm. And at that time, I had just received my PhD in physics, and my wife got us involved in a traveling science museum, and I was her volunteer exhibit builder. And we just really loved our experience. So when we had the opportunity, we joined the team at the in Malden, Missouri, the Boot Heel Youth Museum. Now, at that time, I really didn't know anything about running museums. So I joined the Missouri Museums Association. That's important because at the time, the president of the Missouri Museums Association was the interim president of the St. Louis Science Center, Dwight Crandall.
Oh, okay.
So Dwight becomes a mentor and good friend. But to your point, and I remember he came to our opening, and I was starstruck that the president of the St. Louis Science Center has attended this opening. But to be honest, never in my wildest dreams at that time would I have thought that one day I would be the president of the St. Louis Science Center.
Yeah, and now there are others who are looking at you as the superstar doing something that they maybe are dreaming of doing in the future. I'd like to invite you to this conversation. What are some of your favorite St. Louis Science Center memories? Are you creating new ones with your kids or grandkids? Let us know. Leave us a voicemail at 314-516-6397. That's 314-516-NEWS. You can also email us at talk@stlpr.org. Before we go to our break, Ray, one thing that I'm wondering about is the way that you understand what a museum is meant to offer. A lot of the time, it's like, don't touch things. But if you created something that was specifically for children, you can't keep kids from not touching things, right?
Yes.
So how have you approached that, making things very experiential?
Yes. And also, play is a very important part of a child's physical and cognitive development. In 2007, the American Academy of Pediatrics did a study and demonstrated scientifically just how important. And we know that the mind-body connection is rich and in ways that is unexpected. The Academy defined play in three regards. So it has to be self-directed. It has to be, you have to want to do it. It has to be engaging. You have to get lost in it. And this, I think, is the most important quality. It has to be joyful. Mm-hmm. So when I look at exhibit development and design, I think that playfulness is an important aspect. And we also know that while the St. Louis Science Center provides information about science topics from all subject areas, the motivation of many of our visitors is to have a fun family experience that they can find educational and science rich. Mm-hmm. But this playfulness, which is a big part of our new strategic plan, is to pull out that playfulness at the St. Louis Science Center. Mm-hmm.
We're going to take a very quick break here, but we'll be back shortly to continue our conversation with Ray Vandiver, St. Louis Science Center's new president and CEO. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio.
Support comes from Gemma, architects, planners, and designers seeking to bring joy to their clients and communities. Details at gemastl.com.
Welcome back. I'm Elaine Cha. Let's continue our conversation with Ray Vandiver. Ray has returned to his hometown as the president and CEO of the St. Louis Science Center after leading science museums across the country. Now, Ray, in your time away from St. Louis, you served as the founding executive director of Discovery Lab in Tulsa, Oklahoma. That was for about 12 years. You were also the founding executive director of the Boot Heel Youth Museum in Malden, Missouri, which we talked about before the break. And between those gigs, you were the vice president of the Center for Learning Experiences at the Oregon Museum of Science and Industry. I mean, it's clear that you have a deep passion for this kind of work that is, you know, making science accessible and fun to learn. And I've seen this described as informal learning in some publications. What is it that makes that so important to you? You know, it's so important that you found two different museums and serve as an executive director for another one.
So most science learning happens in informal ways, and science is around us and part of our everyday life. So making people aware of the science that they're engaged with all day, every day, is an important part of what we try to present. Mm-hmm. So science doesn't just happen in the classroom. It happens in the kitchen, in the garage, in your backyard. So making people aware to be curious and engaged in their surroundings, be critical thinkers, be curious. Mm-hmm. So when I hear someone say that I'm not good at science, and so I want to correct them and say, in fact, you are, and let me tell you all the ways.
Yeah. So something we talked about right before you came in, you know, science is everywhere, including in the body. And you were not the person behind Grossology, but you signed off on that. Can you tell us what Grossology was? And let's start there. Tell us what it was.
So Grossology was an exhibition that presented the impolite science of the human body. So it touched on all of those areas that we have great context for, but maybe we don't really talk about them socially. But it was so very popular, and it was a beautiful way to bring people into the subject of science and, to your point, the science of our bodies in a way that was engaging, fun, and a little bit taboo.
Okay. What was the response to it?
So it was, so my experience, so I brought it both to the museum in Portland, Oregon, and to the museum in Tulsa, Oklahoma. So clearly I saw this as an avenue for engagement in science. But in both cases, they were wildly popular with the community, and we saw attendance go up. But but it was just fun and engaging, all the things that a good exhibit brings. So it can't just be about the content, and it can't just be about the presentation. You got to find those topics and formats that bring both of them together, and that makes for a rich, engaging science learning experience.
Mm-hmm. Is there something that you saw as a, and this could be as a child or when you're a little bit older, that exemplifies what you had said earlier about playfulness and activity being just really powerful in making science enjoyable and memorable?
Yeah, so my best example is from the St. Louis Science Center. So when I was younger, if you visited the Science Center, you will recall there is a catenary arch modeled after the St. Louis Arch that you can build with blocks.
Yes.
And and it's just, I think, an example of excellent exhibit design. It has elements, so you have to be collaborative.
Yes.
So
yes.
You have to work together. So there's delegation and there's communication, and someone has to build the right leg and someone has to build the left leg and someone has to put the keystone in. So it has that element. And then there's this disparate moment that all these pieces come together, but they're not Velcroed and they're not glued. They're just stacked on with gravity, and then it stands on its own. So mm-hmm. that is that moment of wow. Then it becomes a photo op. So then you take your picture.
Right, right.
And then it's resetting, which is an important part, because mm-hmm. then you've got to knock it down. So it's set up for the next guest. I borrowed that exhibit. So there was a version at Boot Heel Youth Museum.
Oh.
There was a version at the Oregon Museum of Science and Industry. And there was a version at the Discovery Lab in Tulsa. So I've borrowed that experience everywhere I've gone, inspired by and designed by the St. Louis Science Center.
Mm. Is there anything that people can expect to see that you will bring here from the places that you've been in the past in your career?
So I think... an emphasis on full-body, interactive, immersive experiences that is action-based and engaging. So, and of course, that exists at the Science Center today, but looking for an emphasis in that kind of, if you will, playful learning that connects mind and body through science topics.
Are there maybe community partners that you hope to work with in order to achieve what you've just described?
So one of the things that the recent strategic plan calls for is a focus on the science in St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
So science, St. Louis is rich in science in its history and the research and academia today on subjects of plant science, health science, transportation, aerospace, it's just rich, and it's around us, and it's right here. So looking to partner with corporate research, academia, to take those topics and put them in the form and format of a St. Louis Science Center playful, hands-on, immersive experience to learn about science, but also science that's happening right here.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned the strategic plan, and one of the biggest tasks for any president or CEO of a nonprofit is to lead in the execution of an organizational strategic plan. And there's one that was already sort of in place before you entered the scene back in February. What is in that plan that you are, you know, you're particularly excited to pursue? And do you see any places where you feel like your experience can really help in advancing toward the goal?
And I've mentioned the two qualities of the strategic plan that really resonate with me is the emphasis of the science in St. Louis and playfulness.
Okay.
So those elements just feel, you know, the Science Center isn't just unique to St. Louis, it's uniquely St. Louis. And bringing out that civic pride and as tourists come through, making them aware of all of the wonderful things happening in St. Louis just resonates with me. As a St. Louisan, I love St. Louis. I think St. Louis loves St. Louis. As I say, that resonates with me and it's just a beautiful piece that I feel will lead us into the future with success.
Mm-hmm. Now, our producer, Maya Norfleet, is a native St. Louisan, and she has shared, you know, that St. Louisans seem to have kind of a habit sometimes of not realizing how big a deal we are elsewhere, even as you love it so much. Is St. Louis then in a lot of conversations about science and science centers across the country?
Yes, absolutely. The Science Center has a stellar reputation in the field. So considered one of the leading organizations looked to for inspiration and best practices. And so, as I say, I've remained professionally connected with the Science Center because of their reputation in leading the field.
Mm-hmm. Ray Vandiver is the president and CEO of the St. Louis Science Center and a very proud St. Louis native. Ray, thank you for joining us today and welcome back.
Thank you very much.
This episode was produced by Maya Norfleet.
Our audio engineer is Aaron Doerr. This podcast was mixed and edited by Aaron.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thank you.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis.